Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, while explaining the potency and the power of the holy name, quotes the example of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who in the Jharkhand forest very sweetly and loudly sang the holy name, awakening great ecstatic love in the hearts of tigers and deers and lions and elephants and even birds, and made their hearts melt and made those animals cry in ecstatic love and dance and also lose all kind of barbaric and animalistic propensities of tearing one another or eating one another torturing one another. So that example is quoted of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how by administering the medicine of the holy name, he cleansed their hearts and he woke them up to the real Krishna consciousness. So there Srila Prabhupada writes that the chanting of the holy name should be inoffensive and unmotivated. If these two qualifications are achieved in chanting the holy name, it will definitely produce the desired result. And Srila Prabhupada also chanted the holy name in a place outside India where it was never uttered ever before, in a community of people who do not know who is Krishna also. And in the midst of people who were extremely degraded and covered over by sinful activities, how can any religious principle pierce through the thick covering of a sinful person and wake him up? Because the Shastras say there are different degrees of sinners. There is Pataka and Mahapatak. There are 5 degrees of sinners given in the Shastra. And one who kills a cow or one who eats a dog. So such kind of people, the more they eat meat, their intelligence becomes blunt and they cannot understand spiritual subject matter. It is difficult for them to access God, access spiritual realization. So they are extremely covered over. But Srila Prabhupada, by chanting the holy name, he woke them up exactly as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu woke up the jungle animals who are very degraded, who are very fallen. So again, the same point remains. Srila Prabhupada chanted inoffensively and without any material motivations. So such a kind of inoffensive call, loud call of the holy name, has that potency. When Balabhadra Bhattacharya, accompanying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saw the sight of these animals dancing and all around Mahaprabhu chanting the holy name, he got very frightened. He was hiding behind the trees and watching this sight. So this is actually mentioned in the scriptures, that the chanting of the holy name has a certain type of quality. And we also, in the utterance of the holy name, pay attention to this. Definitely, there will be a change of heart and there will be visible symptoms in the behavior of an individual. So Srila Prabhupada, in his purports, following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, clearly says, not that if you chant, there will be tears in the eyes, hair will stand on end, your body will tremble, which many people imitate and which are very easy to imitate also. But Srila Prabhupada quotes the 9 symptoms of ecstatic love, beginning with kshantihi and samutkantha and namagani sadaru sadaruchi tatpriti vasatisthal. Like that, there are 9 symptoms given, like avyartha kalatvam. So in the Nectar of Devotion, you will read these 9 symptoms are actually symptoms which cannot be imitated by any ordinary person. Only a person who is really feeling ecstasy in the heart, who has chanted the holy names inoffensively, he only can experience this. So we can go through that list and check how many of those items are manifesting in our life when we are chanting the holy name. So, like for example, Avyartha Kalatvam, he doesn't waste one moment also. Samutkanta, he has great eagerness. So, Kshantihi means tolerance, forgiveness. So Namegane Sadaruchi. At all times, he delights in glorifying the Supreme Lord and chanting and dancing always. Tatpriti Vasatisthala, he likes to live in the holy dham or in a holy place constantly. He doesn't feel a holy place, residence in a holy place to be troublesome. In this way, the chanting of the holy name should be inoffensive and free from any material motivations. And when it is uttered like that, then it will free us of our material designations. Like these animals forgot, tiger forgot his tiger, deer forgot his deer. They only saw each other as souls, part and parcels of Krishna. So let us pray that when we chant the holy name, we forget our material designations and remain in our original identity and experience the sweetness and the shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.